Hey team, welcome to the Professionally Offensive Podcast. I'm your host, Joseph Cabrera. This is the spot where we provide raw, unfiltered insights from some amazing guests. Stand by, you're about to be offended in all the right ways. All right, team, welcome back to the show. We're taking a quick pause from our normally scheduled series because it's something that's been on my mind. And I've had several conversations with folks, and I'm hoping that some of this thought process and some of this airing out of this idea might be valuable and useful to you. So here we go. You may have heard me talk about in the past or on different podcast episodes or some of the other content we have out there, you may have heard me talk about blood in the system. For those of you who've kind of heard me talk about it in depth, you'll know what I'm talking through. For those of you who don't, just as a quick recap, when I say blood in the system, I'm talking really about the principle of being able to give yourself the opportunity to make good decisions because you are properly resourcing yourself and taking off the fancy goggles, if you will. And what I mean by fancy goggles or fancy filter off is you're not worried about how those resources are coming to you, but instead you're more concerned about just having them. Another way said is a personal model of mine and my family is always operating from a place of strength. And in order to do that, you have to be able to ensure one of the key components is having blood in the system. I have found that so many of my entrepreneur buddies, so many of my family members, so many friends that I meet, and just people that I meet every day don't seem to think about the blood in the system concept. And the reason that they're struggling through decisions, figuring out how to hire or fire folks, having confusion about where their company grows to, strategy, or just even making a family decision, take a job or not take a job. Do we keep the cars that we have or we don't keep the cars that we have? Do we decide to take this trip this year or do we want to skip? The reason that's so difficult is likely because they don't have enough blood in the system. Blood in the system in most situations has to do with money, has to do with finances. And I have found that when folks are not hitting a surplus, that's usually where these difficult decisions ensue. And it's not just a budget equation. Some of it becomes quite philosophical, you know, about, well, if I can just buy this thing or get this thing, it's going to make me feel better, so it's worth going negative or whatever it might be. Blood in the system also pertains to capital in a business in the ways that I reference it. And blood in the system also talks about energy in your own personal body, spirit, mind, soul. So when I talk about blood in the system, I'm also thinking about it from the objective lens, looking at it as if you were not trying to be super fancy about how money came in, what would you do just to know that there is enough there for to allow you to make the next best decision? It's kind of how I think about blood in the system in general. So I'll be very specific here, but I think it'll apply to many different things that are going on in our lives. It can apply personally and professionally. I'm going to give an example in the context of business, but again, I hope that this helps you and applies in many different ways. I have found through helping other entrepreneurs, founders, executives, CEOs through some of the thought process and some of the strategy unpacking that it takes to get themselves or their business to the next level. What I've learned is that, and what I've observed is that a lot of them are making decisions in an environment that's highly constrained, not just by resources, but also constrained by their own stubbornness. Oftentimes the conversation will go something like this. I'm trying to grow my business. I'm trying to get it to the next level. And there are these opportunities right now that we could do, but it just isn't, you know, it's just not what I envisioned for the company. And so even though those would be things that would absolutely provide value to our customers, even though those are things that would absolutely help us top line and bottom line, and although those are things that we can do tomorrow because it's well within our capabilities, you know, I just don't like the way it feels. I feel like it's not on brand and I feel like it's outside of what I ultimately want this company to be. That sounds great. But really, what a lot of them are saying oftentimes is, I have a creative stubbornness about what I want this company to be, and doing these kind of non-fancy things, I'm not interested in. Yet, what I am focused on is potentially running out of money and running out of time and running out of energy so that I can continue to put out into the world what I believe needs to be there. What I often come back with as I'm helping them think through these things is, well, if you thought about it just about putting blood in the system, think about it like your body. If you were bleeding out and you needed blood in the system, sure, it would be nice if we could get your exact, you know, if we could actually have your own body regenerate that blood, that would be really great, right? We'd patch you up, give you a little bit of a breather, let the blood rebuild into your system. Maybe second best would be you had some forethought about your bleeding out and you actually had stores of your own blood that you took at an earlier time and we can give you that blood. And then actually, if you don't have that, what we'll do is we'll find somebody who's got the O variant and we'll give you their blood, right? Because you can take on their blood if you need to. And then after that, if that doesn't work, then maybe we'll consider some kind of transfusion from somebody who you don't know that is your same blood type, right? Something like that. But often they don't even make it all the way down the list. What they'll do is they'll just stay right there at, I want to recover my own blood and I want to just stay there. I want to patch my body up and I'm going to do it this way. It's a cooler story. It's more creatively what I want to put out to the world, so on and so forth. What often happens is they never get to being able to see that thing to the end, even if it is their dream, because they run out of blood, they bleed out. And what's funny is that now when you're dead, so to speak, or when you don't have any blood in the system, sometimes it's too late, but that objective, non-fancy way of getting blood in your system seems really appetizing. What I often help folks think through is, if you could just get blood in your system now and you weren't being so stubborn about how it came in and knew that that would just be a temporary sacrifice to allow you to be able to re-energize, focus, and see with clarity so that you can make now the next best decision. Sure, you may be objectively delayed, but often we misunderstand the real delay that might actually happen you trying to do it your way. So if we can do it just by getting blood in the system so that you can get back to life, now we got yourself put in a situation where you can really tackle what's next with optimal strength. Well, that goes for a business. Sometimes that very obvious choice, although it may not be very glamorous, is the thing you should lean into, especially if you know that it's going to provide the resources you need to then be able to make the next best decision. Again, entrepreneurship is often akin to being an artist. You can get really stubborn about how your music needs to sound, you know, and if you just kind of really thought about how you might be able to make longer term better music by sacrificing today by playing some cover songs at a bar just to be able to pay the bills, that might not be so bad. So as you're going through your life, what I'm hoping this example does for you is help you think through how important it is to keep blood in the system. And if you're able to keep things flowing through your body, this is what's going to ultimately allow you to continue to play a sustained game. I don't know about you all, but what I've found is that this game of entrepreneurship, life, being a father, being a mother, being a great brother, a great sister, being a great friend, is a never-ending thing. And being able to just find the only solution, the stubborn solution, to get it the way we want it and do it the way we want it, often comes with way more sacrifice than it needed to be. When you could just make a short sacrifice today to get the blood in the system that you need so that you can better fight on for tomorrow. So I hope this is something that resonates with you. Again, doesn't only have to be in the context of business and running your own venture. It can be in the context of so many things in life, right? Maybe it's just something that you're trying to get your family to do, right? You're trying to get everybody here to, you know, eat Sunday night dinner together, right, with the extended family, right? And you have a very perfect picture of how it needs to look. Well, maybe just start off with just doing a low-key brunch on a Saturday once a quarter, right? Maybe we can start there by creating some connective tissue. But we often want such the perfect thing that we're willing to sacrifice the entire effort, the entire existence, to be able to see this picture in our mind. When the reality of it is, if we can just get blood in the system now, we'll be able to get to that picture down the road. All right, y'all, that's all I got, and we'll see you on the high ground. Thanks for tuning in. We want to hear from you, so do me a solid. Leave us a review. We read every comment. If you got value from what you heard today, please subscribe, give us a thumbs up, share it with a friend. Thanks for being on the team. We'll see you on the high ground. JC out.